Let's get a little Formula One discussion kicking off tomorrow morning in Bahrain. Would you please welcome back to the Speed Freaks Pits for damn near the first time this year. I know we had him in here after, who was it that won? Oh, the Steelers on our Sunday night show. Would you please welcome
ask him if he remembers.
He doesn't remember that.
Exactly. Would you please welcome the Ringmaster? What's up, Ringmaster?
Yeah, I do remember that. I still have a headache.
That's the first time I think I ever heard you say, Sam the Doobie, cracking fellow.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, when it happens once in, what, 20 years, I gotta, you know, come on.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, neither would I.
Yeah, well, you know, now that we're on this football theme, I gotta go ahead and throw some things out at you, just some observations in the off season.
Thanks.
First off, you know, let's talk a little bit about Honda. And right now, and I've got the Business F1 magazine that gets sent to me, and it has all the financials. We want to talk about Toyota spending a lot of money. This year, Honda is spending over $400 million in the Formula One effort because they've brought their B team, the Super Aguirre team out, which was a crash, you know, from Adrian Fernandez.
Oh, yeah.
On the IRL, and they've already for, I guess they're not 22nd, but what, 20 and 21 on the grid, they're already into it for $98 million.
Paid $98 million to start last?
No, Kiwi is last.
Already. Wow. Well, remember, there's that $48 million bond just to, you know, get their right to sit down at the table and throw the dice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but they're going to sell a lot of Honda elements.
Brilliant!
Well, we hope so. But, you know, I got to thinking about it. You guys were talking about Lucas Oil and Peyton Manning, and I keep thinking, isn't Jenson Button considered at this point? Couldn't he be the Peyton Manning of Formula?
Oh, hell.
Wow, you've got a point there.
Why? Because he looks
for 100. I mean, he hasn't won a race, charity race. I don't even know if he's beat his girlfriend to the parking lot since 99.
Oh. Yeah, but he's been the Playboy Mansion with the Speed Freaks. There's something.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I mean, the only thing he really is missing looks like is a Colt logo on the side of his helmet. Cause
Colt logo.
Wait a minute, that's
if you would talk about Lucas Oil, maybe they could get Lucas Oil to go ahead and, you know, complete the deal and sponsor the whole Honda team.
Hello there.
Oh,
we got the Ringmaster here in the Speed Freaks Pits talking about Formula One. Bahrain kicking off tomorrow morning here. Shoot, probably. What time is it?
Poor Jensen, because Jensen's a damn good driver, too. He just hasn't won the big one.
I think it's 6 a.m., something like that. 6 a.m. and then maybe 6:30 or something like that. Very, very early. For you guys, it's probably, what is it, 3?
Wait, didn't they have to consult with Michael Jackson to make sure he's going to be awake by then before they started that race?
Well, you know what, and I'm glad you mentioned that, Lug, because incidentally, there were riots in Bahrain last night. Apparently, there is a, I guess it's a Shiite Muslim leader has been locked up, and the Sunni Muslims are the ruling royal family. Oops. And they decided that they wanted to use the Bahrain GP for their platform to announce to the world media that they wanted to free their man in arms. So,
ouch.
I'm not going to the race. I don't want to go with those people.
Damn.
So there's no truth to the rumor that the people were rioting because Michael Schumacher was back on the pole.
No, there's no truth to that. And Felipe Massa second. They weren't even rioting when Ralph Schumacher, Kenny, simply didn't even make it out of the first 15 minutes. And
ran like
again,
ass everywhere.
Back to money again, and I hate to bring this up, but, you know, they talk about what the Toyota budget is, and I heard you guys talking about what Toyota is going to do in NASCAR. Since 2000, and remember, Toyota didn't even compete in Formula One in 2000 and 2001. They were just, you know, getting ready and building their factory. My numbers indicate that they have spent nearly $2 billion.
Oh, my God.
Say that again.
$2 billion with a B. Oh.
That's a lot of Camrys.
$2 billion, and that's why at this point both of their contracts for Ralph Schumacher and Jarno Trulli are both open. So the driver's market really is kind of centered upon McLaren, and now that Alonso, and this was in the offseason, is going to be driving for McLaren next year, Kimi or Montoya or both of them are not going to be there, and the dominoes are going to start falling. So look for potentially Kimi Raikkonen to be in a Toyota, or, you know, I hate to say it, but maybe even Montoya.
Where will Ralph be?
Ralph is going to be in his shops. I won't say what they are. But
they're sex
Ralph,
shops, dude.
Oh,
yeah, Ralph brought out a press release today that's saying he wanted to retire with Toyota.
He already has.
Yeah, I took that to mean that this is the retirement year right here. So yeah.
Well, Lugnuts is right there, Ringmaster. Maybe we ought to start a FireRalphSchumacher.com website, kind of like they did with Matt Millen in Detroit.
Yeah.
Well, I think maybe we're late. I mean, those already exist in German language. I'm not sure, but I can tell you, there's unbelievable pressure on a team that has spent $2 billion. And has under 30 world championship points to show for it.
Oh, my.
Hey, give them a little time to work things out.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Man.
Yeah, that makes no sense at all.
That doesn't make sense.
What's that, like 10 million
a loss?
10 billion a point?
I re-added actually three times because I thought that maybe there was something wrong with my adding machine. And no, it... Close to $2 billion have been budgeted for the Toyota program since 2000.
Less than 30 points to brag about. Wow.
Geez, I would say that Toyota Tundra program in NASCAR trucks is paying off a tad better.
Right. Yeah,
No kidding.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. We also need to mention a couple of things. We talked about Red Bull. This is the first chance that we get to see an American actually officially participate in Formula One in a very long time. I'm thinking 1993. So Scott Speed was, 15th on the grid?
Yeah, 15th or 14th, something like that, yeah.
So now a lot of people are saying, well, you know, it is with that old Minardi, which is now the Toro Rosso Red Bull car, and they're saying that it's rev-limited V10 has kind of assisted him, but, you know, I don't know. It's hard to say. I will say that his GP2 counterpart, Nico Rosberg, did have an excellent qualifying session, and in his first Grand Prix qualified 12th.
Now, doesn't this mean that Scott Speed got out of the first 15 minutes?
He did.
Yeah,
that's
so
good.
They have,
that's okay.
They have so I don't know. Tell me if this is wrong. They have 1 hour session. They have 15 minutes. Everybody goes out and goes as hard as they can, and they stop for five, and then the slowest six sit down. It's like musical chairs, and they go off another 15 minutes, and they stop for five, and the next slowest six sit down. Then the last 20 minutes, the last 10 guys go out, and everybody hammers for the pole.
Right, but in that last session, there's like a 10-minute break, and with the last session, the fuel that you have on board the car is the fuel that you must start the race with.
Okay, so wait a minute, though. So not the first six and the second group of six that sit out, their fuel does not have to be the same when they start the race?
Absolutely.
Oh.
It does not.
So that helps Kimi Raikkonen because he had so many issues and is starting dead last, so he can start with a full tank and just wait until everybody does their stops and get back up to the front again.
Well, this is why the rumors, in fact, and everybody's talking about he's circulating his resume at Bahrain. This is why Kimi is so upset, because really he's had an opportunity to be a world champion three times in the last 5 years, and each time it's been either a mechanical issue or his engine, basically.
Or his teammate.
Or Montoya.
Well, and Montoya as well, but that's more for the team championship. But absolutely, Kimi has, we've seen it, last year in Japan, Kimi started dead last in the field and on the very last lap passed Giancarlo Fisichella and ended up winning the Japanese Grand Prix.
Mm-hmm.
So it is possible, but with the way that the McLaren performed over the winter test sessions, it just doesn't look bode too well right now for McLaren.
We got the Ringmaster here in the Speed Freaks pits on a Saturday afternoon. Ringmaster, before you get the hell out of here, let's say that I'm Tony George, you and I are talking, or better yet, you're Tony George and
been emailing, right?
No, exactly. And we're having a couple of beers right now, and we're just shooting the bull about the Formula One race there at Indy in July 4th weekend. If you're Tony George, are you saying let's just get this damn thing out of here and bring in somebody else?
I can't confirm or deny that. What I can say is let's just say that they're auditioning other potential series throughout motorsport. Now remember, motorsport is auto, moto, aero, and hydro. So you take that for what it is. But
that was impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I would say that, you know, because the fees to have one of these races, just to host it, you know, it's like $12.5 million a year just to have the guys come over. And the only way you generate revenue is essentially off of parking and tickets. And the only way you can do that is if you fill up the seats to the 225,000 that were there in the first year. And it's just not happening, particularly when you only have, you know, six cars take to the grid the year before. So I would love to say that it's coming back in full force. It might, but there's going to have to be some sort of, you know, NFL trade agreement, contract stipulation that says we need to cut a little bit the cost of what it is to host and stage one of these races.
But Bernie wants Vegas, and you know Vegas can put up that money.
Well, there's room for two. I mean, there's room for two Grand Prix in the United States. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, as far as it coming back to Indianapolis in 2007, at this point, it doesn't look too good. It's possible, but, you know, it's all going to depend on how many people show up in Indianapolis July 2nd.
And how many, they can have a drift event and get as many people are going to be there.
Yeah, nobody will miss it.
Well, you say there's room for two, but does the media really give a damn?
Mm-mm.
Well, I mean, you guys were talking
there's
about
no access to these happy bastards.
Yeah, and you guys were talking to Bobby Ray Hall, the open wheel racing in general. I mean, NASCAR is so far ahead. I would think that if NASCAR were looking in its rearview mirrors, the series it'd be most worried about would be Supercross.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't even come from the automotive side.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
so, you know,
the Wizard of Ecclestone can
Well, Ringmaster, we look forward to many more times rolling in here, my friend. Who do you think is going to win tomorrow?
Well, am I allowed to pick Schumacher this year?
Sure. Yeah. Are you kidding? You can always. This is the Schumacher land.
Anytime
right?
You want to pick Ralphie, boy, go right ahead.
No. Because I think Massa, who incidentally I think we can get him on the show again this year, and that'll be great because he is a Ferrari driver this year.
Great.
I think he's in prime position to do some blocking for Michael Schumacher and let him out. And with the tire changes back, it seems like wow, the ringmaster went on a limb and picked, you know, Schumacher, but I think it's his again. I just do.
You know, you'll be glad to know that the stat man walked around the world of outlaws for 2 days wearing his black knit Michael Schumacher cap, and people were wondering, what's that about? Besides a black man, a black knit cap and the sunglasses walking in, you know.
Yeah, even the police that interviewed him thought it was kind of strange to see a Schumacher hat there.
All right, Ringmaster, thanks for checking in. I'm going to say Scott Speed with the top 10.
Go for the homer.
All right, see you, buddy.
Yep, bye-bye.
All right, Ringmaster checking in, a little Formula One insight.